I think everyone was shocked by the callousness, the insensitivity, or the stupidity of this company who decide to tell people that they've lost their jobs on Christmas Day and they're getting their notices on New Year's Eve. And it shows an indifference to the feelings of the those who are working, those who invested their lives in the industry. But it's worse than that, because it really is the sort of capitalism that we all loathe. Even, you know, the Lib Dems, Vince Cable has become stirred up with this. And we must say to these businesses who treat people like pawns, as though they have no feelings, there's no loyalty to their sacrifices, and decided that they're just people to be moved around on a chessboard where they're out to make big money. This firm was bought. It appears to have been asset stripped. There was an attack on the rights of the workers, on their wages, on their conditions, on their overtime, straight away compulsory overtime, for goodness sake, £4,000 loss in wages. They were stripped down, and now there's just a core of the business left, the union, the RMT, and those elements in the government with a conscience, like Vince Cable, are saying this is not on. This is not a way to run the country. It's not a way to treat loyal workers. We've had examples in the recent past here in Newport with the Ivana Bakery, where people have come in, taken over the firm, bought it in order to make some money out of the company, have a quick kill, and the result is the destruction of an industry and the devastation of the lives of many families who've given sometimes many years of loyal service to the company. It's got to change. We can't go on like this. We're in an age of some advanced civilization where we treat workers decently, with compassion, and we don't sack them like dogs on Christmas Day.